Got us fired up, so we'll call our meeting to order. Got Commissioners Strahan and Pennell, and we're going to go ahead and get started. I think Mr. Strauss will be here shortly. So, Mr. Coxey has presented us a letter to send to DNR, Mr. James Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh, yes, sir. That's who had signed the letter that came to you. I was requested to produce a draft copy of a letter dealing with the fact that the elected commission did not want to see a change in the ozone standards. So I read the letter that you had gotten, did some research, and come up to speed, called and spoke with a Tiffany Drake at Missouri Department of Natural Resources, who is kind of handling this and everything. She talked to us about monitoring stations, and there is one in Branson now. They just installed it recently because the new standards were looking to change from 75 parts per billion down to as low as possibly 60. And if they do change those standards, then the area of non-attainment grows quite a bit larger. Most of the state of Missouri would become not what they call non-attainment areas. They do their sampling from April 1st through October 31st, and they said it's this particular ozone is from several different emissions and volatile compounds, VOCs that you've seen and heard about, and the greatest contributors, of course, power plants. Chemical plants, she said in this area, lake traffic was huge, one of the huge contributors. Didn't say that was the biggest point or anything like that. But she made the statement that when the wind blows from the south, the levels at their monitoring station in the Springfield area go way up due to what goes on down in these areas causing Taney County to be a contributing area to Springfield, which is a non-attainment type thing. She also stated that the new rules and regulations do not allow for a city to be set aside as non-attainment. If any part of the county is considered non-attainment, then the whole county is considered non-attainment and everything. So she went on through that, and she talked about ways that they would go about correcting that, whether it be nozzles on fuel delivery systems to recover the vapors. She talked about open burning, which we know we see here right in the middle of their testing time, whether it be from the forest in Arkansas or even around here where they do their controlled burns and everything like that. We'll go through weeks of time when, of course, you can see it, not only smell it, but see it. And it does happen to fall right when they're doing their testing also. What I did is I put together a letter. Well, one more thing. She also stated to me that the time for response ended in March of this year, and that the next thing we would hear would be a ruling from the EPA, who would issue a standard, and whatever their standard would be, then they will then issue to them an implementation rule, and then it'll be the responsibility of the states to make sure that they put whatever rules and regulations in place to bring the non-attainment areas into attainment status. And depending on how they're classified as moderate, marginal, severe, whatever the case might be, then of course the standards to bring them back to attainment would be gone from there. She said when they get ready to go into that phase, all shareholders will be notified, and then will be asked for help into trying to determine what's the best way to go about that. So with that information, gentlemen, and what I've gathered from different meetings and minutes and stuff like that that I've read, I give you this letter basically that just states that we would like the EPA to hold their standards where it is, that it appears to us that they have not put proper measures in place for the areas that they know are non-attainment areas, and it looks like they're trying to broaden the area and bring more people in with the hope of perhaps reducing this ozone from all the other areas and thereby reducing their what I'd call their most severe offenders, and that we would rather see them focus on the areas that are already known to be non-attainment and put stricter measures on those people there before they would look at a county such as ours, which is probably in attainment you know, across the board. So basically what it says, you probably need to get Mr. Paulson to rip it apart, do whatever you need to do, but this is just the draft copy that I was asked for.
I think you've said part of what needs to be said. The other parts would be pretty aggressive, especially after they've already made a decision. I think that the fact that they only test, I think it's one or two times during their entire attainment schedule, and it always seems to fall. The dates that they've showed us up there in the meetings were whenever the forestry's burning mm-hmm. in Arkansas. I don't know whether if she talked to you about that, whether the any mention of that in this policy would be.
I did not. We can put that in there, and I did talk to her on the phone about that, but that doesn't mean that Mr. Kavanaugh would get that.
Right. One, it, so. The way we understood it as we sat in those meetings, that as low as one day a year or a season yeah. can put you.
Yeah, it only has to peak one time.
Right.
One day.
I think that's ridiculous. It's not a matter of how they feel about the ozone. It's a matter of how they feel about holding your fuel tax money.
And that's what she did mention. She said, you know, if you're not interested in your road taxes and things like that, I think is what
yeah.
she said, then, you know.
That's totally ridiculous. But, I mean, that's what I would I think this commission just wants to make a stand and tell okay. them that you've done a decent job there on the draft letter, and I wouldn't care if you added two or three other little old things on there about that one day deal. They didn't have a monitor down here all
no,
this time.
No, they said they just put
and
it.
So if they put the monitors in now, and it's the only time we had to respond was the 1st of March. That's kind of looks to me like putting the horse in the back of the buggy to try to figure out where we're at. So anyway, I make a motion that we go ahead and send this letter with a few minor changes by Mr. Paulson.
Well, that was my thought when I first read it. But as Eddie's talked and you've talked, Danny, I don't know that we want to say more. And maybe it's not the right thing to do, but I'd like to suggest that we bring up the issue of the road taxes, that it appears to us that, anyway.
DNR will tell you that they're basically... They have no decision in this at all, that this is a decision that we made by the EPA on the national level, and then they'll be told what they've got to do, what their attainment levels are going to be, and then what they're going to have to do, and then that this feeds up back to the federal government, withholding from the state, withholding
well, then,
from...
Then what I'm thinking is that this letter, that if we send it out, and we can say, I see we may, you know, have some questions... I'd like to send it to all of our congressmen, even at the federal level. The same letter be CC'd to them, and how unfair we think. What are they trying to do, shut the economy down in southwest Missouri when we have no industrial plants or anything like that? It didn't make a bit of sense to me that they would...
That's where I was headed. I was headed with the letter, and we sent it to... or Steve McIntosh, or Roy Bunsen, and Bonds, and all these people, because it's what we're dealing with not all the time, but this comes up so often. They just go off on crazy things that don't make sense, and we need to stand up and say, this doesn't make sense.
This may not
get us a whit, but mm-hmm. if we don't say anything, then we're partly the task.
Well, you know, you would think if you have areas that are not in attainment, that are even above what the minimum attainment level is now, that it doesn't make sense to lower those attainment levels when those people can't even reach the ones you've got now. You go in and put harsher measures on those people that are not in attainment to bring them down, and then see, does that handle all of the contributing factors and everything like that. And then if not, then you look at possibly lowering the levels. But to just kind of go in and lower it for the whole state, hoping that these non-attainment areas will go down, it just doesn't make sense.
And you stated, I think, well in here, let's look at the problem instead of just throwing this stuff at it. The lake traffic thing comes up again. Now, I don't know.
I would find it hard to believe that would cause enough to...
I was at a meeting yesterday morning, and State Park Marina, if I remember correctly, has 400 or 500 slips. Mm-hmm. Think of how many cars we got here or Springfield or whatever, and you're telling me the lake is? I'd like to know how much fuel is burned on the lake. I mean, that doesn't seem to make sense to me at all. Why are they focusing on lake?
Well, they're just saying, that's a contributing, basically saying, as Taney County's not totally clean in this issue, they've got their areas that would be contributing factors. She said, you have a tremendous tourist down there with the vehicles that come in and with all of your lake traffic, so that's contributing factors and open burning and those kind of things like that. So,
but the whole state does that.
That is correct.
And we got burning all over the state.
And I think if you looked at just Taney County, that Taney County probably is compliant with the 75 parts per billion standard. Yes, when the wind blows the wrong way, if the Springfield area is cranking out a lot of extra and they get a little help, yeah, I'm sure they're going to be pushed over. But if they were within the attainment levels that are already set, may not be an issue at all. I don't know. Mr. Mel would know a lot better.
No, I don't know anything about it. Okay. From what I've heard, I would agree with what you guys are saying. It seems ludicrous to me.
I like what you've done, but I think maybe we get a hold of Steve McIntosh or somebody like that really has a handle on what's happening at the national level, and ask him how should we address this before we go ahead and send it, since we've already missed the cutoff. Another week or two is not going to make a lot of difference.
Okay, you want to send it to Steve and
just give him a call and see.
David Rouse, just go ahead and, but I don't, I wouldn't care to CC it too.
It probably,
or let them do it.
It probably never hurts to have an objection on file somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't hurt. It may not help anything. If nothing else, it puts it in somebody's mind to maybe think in a new area. But I don't know that we should expect a whole lot from this.
No,
or anything.
I don't.
But
I think we need to say.
And whoever you have send that, fine dandy with me. That's as far up to speed as I could come within the day that
you
I had to do.
If you don't say nothing, you're supposed to be in agreement.
Right.
So I think that's where we would.
What I'd like to see is, hopefully he didn't throw nothing, but have him call McIntosh and send him a copy of what we've done and visit with him. I mean, Steve's always been just extremely helpful. And just communicate what we're saying, and have you got any input on what direction
we might go?
Stacy with Senator Bond, or...
I'm not familiar with these people or anything like that. I'll do whatever whatever I can that you would direct me to do, but I just want to make sure that I'm probably the best choice for this. I don't know that Mr. Paulson, I'm not trying to put any work on Mr. Paulson, if he knows these people or something like that, or if he would carry more weight if he called them or something like that. I don't know.
I think the Taney County Commission and whoever should sign this and send it in as a matter of record, and in that way it's on file, and if it's ever brought up into a critical situation,
I would urge you to have Mr. Paulson review this, for wordsmithing and for content. But
all right, why don't we do this? Why don't we see if we can get one of those representatives to talk to us on the phone, maybe get Eddie and Bob, and if we want to sit down also, get him on speakerphone and just kind of hash this out in front of one of those guys.
Fine.
And if nothing else, we'll have ours, and then, we can send it to everybody else in the state.
Sure.
And stir the pot a little bit. I mean, it's a pot that needs stirred, I think.
There's going to be a lot of counties that are going to be affected.
Everybody,
just like we are.
Yeah.
And
so we're helping them.
But what's going to happen is, depending on which way the wind blows, you're going to be, you know.
Well, Berry County's already starting to receive letters, too, you know, over in the far east, I mean, western side of the counties. It's, yeah, it's something that needs to be addressed, and I guess that's the way we can do it. We're not in an extremely big hurry.
We do want to watch for when this ruling comes down and they issue their rule, and then the state begins to, DNR begins to look at how they want to try and implement things. Because something will come down. Even if they don't change that 75 parts per billion, you know, if they change this, you know, you're contributing whatever, then there's going to be rules and regulations placed, it appears, and they're going to try to find a way to fix some of those issues, especially on the major side. And you probably want to be a part of trying to help direct that.
And what you were saying is this isn't DNR initiated. This is EPA.
This is the EPA.
DNR just having to deal with their
DNA case. Is going to be policeman
agent or whatever.
Yeah, basically that's going to watch over the state. And so, you know, it'll be kind of like what we do with FEMA. You know, FEMA works on the federal government through the SEMA, through the local government. And that's kind of how it's going to trickle down, it looks like.
And the EPA has not made the final say.
No, sir, not yet.
So
they're reviewing a standard between 60 and 70 parts per billion. She said that they had been taken to task once before because they stepped outside, and I believe that's why the 75 parts per billion is what's being looked at. The engineers had made a recommendation to them. They stepped outside of that and went to the 75, and they've been in court several times with this and everything, so now they're reviewing it again. She said she's sure they will step into that range that's been recommended, so you can probably rest assured that it will go to 70. It could go as low as 60. The lower they go, the more counties affected.
Well, I'd be willing to call and see if I could get us a meeting. That's all right.
Everybody. Sure, just whenever you're ready.
Sure.
I'll continue to read and see what I can find out. But my understanding is right now that what you've got from me is all you need from me at this present time until I hear back from you.
Yeah. Whenever you called, Stacy and them were all at the meeting in Springfield. Were you there, Chuck? I went to it. I know
mm-hmm.
Second Place was there.
The health department was there.
And so they're fully aware of what's going on. I just think it's important, like Eddie said, to have a matter of record that we are in opposition. And they've already dropped this once. I mean, whenever it met the standard, it was 85 or 80-something, mm-hmm. and then they dropped it to 75 or whatever. And so it was already in. Now they're going to make it totally impossible to meet is what they're objective is.
I listened to some minutes from the meeting in Springfield, and the question was asked, if you drop to 70 or to 60 parts per billion, will that not just about take in the whole state? She said just about every area in Missouri will be non-attainable.
I just like a matter of record that we're in opposition of it and have our reasons stated there. So
okay, gentlemen, if that's all you need, I'll wait to hear from you. And
thanks,
I'll be
a lot.
Thank you for your time, sir.
All right. What are you grinning at over? You're having too much fun.
About the government.
Hey, Eddie, before you get away, what's on our agenda there right behind you on the bulletin board? We got executive and, our transportation advisory board.
We're on Friday.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, sir. Board appointments, want to stall that since Jim's not here?
Okay. I thank you.
Anything administrative? Ready to go into executive? Talk to these gentlemen?
Yeah.
Motion to do so.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.